Hi, welcome to today's update on great things to keep you entertained and inspired to create your own art this summer. If you can't get to the Edinburgh Fringe this year, then do look out for fringe festivals local to you. This is a great cheaper alternative to see as many shows as you want and not have to pay the travel or accommodation fees. A lot of these shows will be transferring to Edinburgh with bigger price tickets in just a month or so. So I explored Offbeat. This is in Oxford and is at the Burton Taylor Theatre, part of the Oxford Playhouse, and also the Old Fire Station. What drew me in, to be honest, was the £5 tickets that I could go and have a look at work in progress. I sometimes think that if you go to see some creative work early on in its development, then it can give you more seeds for inspiration than the finished product, for you to go away and create something that you have been inspired by in its raw sense, so it hasn't been polished. It's just very honest and open. So for example, today, for just £5, I went to see Lisa Berry play Menna in her one-woman show, Though Lovers Be Lost. And sometimes one-woman shows can be a little bit samey, but this was great storytelling. And it was all about a Welsh lady, Menna, who was there to eat the sins of others. And you could pay her to come to your corpse and eat your sins. And it showed some of the opposition that she had when she expressed herself more fully as a woman in the community, and how this gave her a very difficult challenge when it came to eating the sins of one particular person. So Offbeat is a festival produced by Vicky Graham, and it has around 71 shows over 10 days in the city of Oxford for you to enjoy. Very typical of fringes that you can enjoy elsewhere for sure, but I dig in because it's the one that's actually closest to mine before Edinburgh start. If you're looking for £5 tickets, then another show that features is by Roxanne Carney. I'm the hero of this story. This is spoken word, and she's going to be addressing the question of the millennials. You may or may not see yourself as a Generation Y, but this, if you love somebody in that bracket or you do identify, this is the show for you. It says it's comic, poetic love song for a generation, and it's on Friday the 30th of June, 8:30. And that's actually a £10 ticket. So amongst the bargains that can be had, there's a huge selection. And tomorrow we've got Cow. That's about a girl who wants to reach out and get help, and it says she just wants a tractor. But it's going to look at all the different ways that you can in fact ask for help. And Hervé is a spoken word performance with singing as well tomorrow. And something that fascinates is on Monday, the Class Project. And this is looking at the legacy of Thatcher's idea of bettering yourself, making good, getting an education. This very often meant a generation lived and moved away from their home where they knew everybody and everything in life was comfortable. And then sometimes perhaps you cannot belong to either world, the world you've left and the one that you've had your education to get into. There's an interesting show, Unconditional, where a mother and a daughter are developing some work. So again, another work in development to inspire work that you may be having a go at there. There's a good idea of site-specific theatre on the weekend called Wrecked, and that's going to be set in a car, so it's six people at a time, with of course one actress who's going to let a story evolve around us. We're going to join her right at the moment of the car crash and look at the implications of what's happened. That sounds fascinating use of site-specific work. Towards the end of the festival, the last Sunday, 4:00, there's a show, Six Women. This has women from the ages of 20 to 80, and it's going to be telling their stories of what it's like to be a woman of that age. That's new writing, and it does have a Q&A session right at the end of it, as does Four Corners, which is looking at the implications of breast cancer on a woman's life and how it strains the marriage. Atheists or people curious about atheism might like Todd and God. That's also on the last day of the festival, and it rounds off with a theatre pub quiz in the Old Fire Station bar at 8 p.m. on Sunday the 2nd of July. So, fascinating shows too includes HIP on the Saturday the 1st of July, where a woman is going to transport between two different times and tell the story of a lady who has a hip replaced and how x-rays also come into play. Mercutio and Tybalt looks at the relationships of the two in Shakespeare, and Mark Thomas is producing some work in progress at the Old Fire Station Theatre on Thursday the 29th of June. And that's going to look at, can we predict the future, and could he have predicted what happened this year in politics? So there's a little roundup of some shows that will also possibly be touring beyond Oxford, closer to you, and towards Edinburgh Fringe as well. There's been some great stand-up comedy, and it has really made me feel that I want to go and see more Fringe Theatre, just for the ideas it gives me, and for the risks that the theatre makers take to bring their work to us, often with very limited set and very limited budget to publicise the show, so it is taking a risk. So hopefully that's been a little entertainment for you, and give you some ideas of things that might tempt you to build on your own creative practice and to enjoy. If you've enjoyed this, do share, do leave me a comment, and please subscribe so we can connect again soon. I'm wishing you a great week ahead.